You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The other one I want to talk about is Brock Wright and that tight end position. And I want to tie a couple of our conversations together because there was a mock, and we're not going to give you our predictions about who's going 29, 61, whoever, for the Lions right now, because we've got a couple more episodes to get to before the draft. But Brock Wright, he was offered, he was tendered by the
San
Lions.
Fran.
By the Lions, yeah. Which allowed him to go out and seek a deal. He found one in San Francisco. It was a 3-year deal worth about $12 million. And I don't know what the exact parameters or how it's structured. The Lions took their 5 days. They decided, you know what? We're going to match it. Your thoughts on retaining him and what that means for the Lions. Was that a bit of a surprise for you?
No. It was a position that I thought maybe you could upgrade that number two spot. But it wasn't a surprise because I think that you need guys like Brock Wright in that locker room. And I think honestly, I don't know if Dan Campbell would ever admit this. I think he sees a lot of himself in Brock Wright. You know what I mean? Being that just kind of blue collar, tight end that, you know, we know you're not going to get 50 balls a year. Hell, you might get 12 passes a year, but you're going to do the dirty work and you're going to do things the right way. And you're going to set a good example and you're going to be a good leader and you're going to do everything right in the weight room, in the meeting rooms and in practice. Right. And I think that Dan Campbell values that. We obviously know that they value the right type of people. They want the right type of football guys in that locker room. And I think Brock Wright fits that mold. Looking at the numbers, I mean, $4 million for a number two tight end, probably about market value. You know, I think a lot of tight ends now, the starting tight ends, you know, we know we're making a lot more than that. Backup tight end. Look, if Sam Laporta goes down, I'm not expecting Brock Wright to step in and fill those shoes.
Right.
That's why I kind of said, hey, I would like to maybe see an upgrade at the tight end position to where if anything happens, you can now have another guy that it won't change the offense. The offense will change without Laporta. But I think you need guys like Brock Wright on this football team. So I wasn't surprised at all to see them match that. And maybe that's still a position that they look at to say, hey, we can still add to that room, right? Shane Zylstra is going to be coming off an injury. I think they re-signed him. James Mitchell is going to be going into year three.
Yeah.
Might have to start seeing a little bit more out of him. But the Brock Wright deal, I thought they probably made the right decision by bringing him back because I think he's just one of those glue guys, one of those role players that might not make a big difference on the stat sheet, you know, come Sunday, but probably makes a big difference the rest of the 6 days out of the week when he's in that building and setting the example for a lot of young guys on that team. So it's good for Brock to get a good little payday, you know, and I know he's really loved by a lot of his teammates, man. Yeah. So it's always good to kind of keep that core group of leadership, I think, in your locker room.
Well, there was a fun conversation that we've had here at 97.1 because of a mock that came out. And you and I both know, as soon as the draft starts, every single mock is going to be wrong.
Nobody, right.
Nobody has a right. But in something that you said earlier –